And let's come back to this country for a look at the labor situation at Chrysler. The deal that was reached this week is worth glancing at because it shows where the auto industry is going and to some degree where the labor market is going in the United States. Chrysler is going to pay $10 to $11 billion into a union-run trust fund, and that fund is going to pick up future retiree health care expenses. The company gets out of that. And there'll be a two-tier wage system for employees. Some people will get more than others. Long-term employees, high-skilled employees will get more than so-called non-core workers. There's a signing bonus and also job security, product guarantees for U.S. plants throughout the life of that contract.